actually, I will kind of share a little piece. I actually came through Passages 8 years ago myself, and now I'm on the other side of the table, and I'm able to support people in the community the way Passages supported me. So really just being able to speak my story on Sunday is going to be good to share. So.
Wow. And when you speak to somebody at Passages, you know what they're going through a lot, don't you?
Yep. Yes, I do. Yep. So I kind of know what they're going through. In our profession, we don't really typically share our story because it's not about us. But being able to be empathetic and all those things like that, I believe makes things great. So
you can truly relate.
Yep.
Absolutely. All right. Well, thanks you guys for coming in today.
Thank you, Phil.
Thank you.
We'll keep promoting Bev's Walk, Believing Every Victim, Tuesday, October 22nd, 5 until 7:30 at Kroska Park in Richland Center. We hope people will come out and about and enjoy that event here, one of the great ones in our community, and get more word out about Passages, a program for survivors of domestic violence and sexual assault right here in Richland Center.
Many people aren't aware that Richland County has an organization similar to Big Brothers Big Sisters. For 35 years, Kinship of Richland County has made hundreds of matches between carefully screened adults and local children who need some extra attention. I'm Michelle Nolan-Karras, the director of Kinship. Occasionally, relationships don't work out, but it's amazing how often they do. Having a mentor can improve a child's self-confidence and help them succeed at school and in life. The mentor benefits from these matches, too. Often they last for years and continue into adulthood. If you would like to become a volunteer or refer a child, please contact us at 608-475-2886 or email us at kinshiprc@gmail.com. Donations to Kinship can be mailed to P.O. Box 51, Richland Center, Wisconsin. Your gift is tax deductible and much appreciated.
Tampa.
A map of power outages graphically depicts Milton's northeasterly march across the state, starting with Sarasota County, where the storm made landfall and 150,000 homes and businesses still lack power. Around the state, 2.5 million are still without electricity, but that number has fallen dramatically since Thursday morning.
Florida theme parks and the airports in both Tampa and Orlando reopened this morning. The Nobel Peace Prize this year goes to Nihon Hideyoko, a Japanese organization of Hiroshima and Nagasaki survivors. The group works towards securing a world without nuclear weapons. Authorities say one person was killed and 12 have been rescued after being trapped for hours, 1,000 feet below ground. They were in a Colorado gold mine about a half hour south of Denver on a tourist excursion. This is ABC News. At least 22 people have been killed by Israeli airstrikes in central Beirut, the deadliest in the city since the war began. It came the same day Israeli forces fired on UN peacekeepers in southern Lebanon, wounding two. The Navy is out with new details on the drowning deaths of two of its SEALs last January.
Two U.S. Navy SEALs drowned off the coast of Somalia last January during a nighttime boat raid because their gear was too heavy, causing them to sink almost immediately upon hitting the water. That's according to a nine-month investigation into the incident. According to the Navy, the SEALs were trying to board a cargo boat smuggling weapons off the coast of Somalia wearing anywhere from 40 to 80 pounds of equipment. The Navy is now calling for new training protocols. Ann Flaherty, ABC News, The Pentagon.
Fisher-Price is recalling more than 2 million infant swings after the deaths of five babies. Federal safety officials say the product called a Snug-a-Swing poses a suffocation hazard when used for sleep. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Will you be ready for retirement? Whatever your age, now is the right time to start thinking about your retirement goals. Establishing a good savings habit and finding the right kinds of investments to build your retirement nest egg can make a difference in how much you accumulate. Today, you have numerous options when selecting your IRA, and deciding which account is right for you is one of the most important decisions you will make for your financial future. Whether you are 5 years away from retiring or 45 years away, the most important thing you can do is start planning today. A delay of even a few years can significantly impact the amount you accumulate.
Call Rob Renish with PCB Wealth Management, located at the People's Community Bank, to find out which IRA fits your financial needs or to update your current IRA savings strategy. You can reach Rob at 608-383-1333 or stop by any branch office to set up a free, no-obligation appointment. Securities and advisory services are offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor and broker-dealer, member FINRA SIPC. Insurance products are offered through LPL or its licensed affiliates, not insured by FDIC or any other government agency, not bank guaranteed, not bank deposits or obligations may lose value.
Your WRCO Hometown Weather Watch is brought to you by the Schultz Mortgage Team. Call 608-738-8765 and find out how you can buy a house without needing 20% down.
For today, a high of 82, partly cloudy and unusually warm for this time of year. Also tonight, partly cloudy and 46. A slight chance of an afternoon shower tomorrow. Otherwise, it should be pretty nice. 65 and 60 for Saturday with a slight chance of a shower. Reading ahead a bit, 53 on Monday, 55 Tuesday, 62 Wednesday. Some hard frost in the morning Tuesday and Wednesday. And then by Thursday, sunny and 72. I like it. I like it a lot. Right now, we're at 39 degrees. That is so far the overnight low.
Can your air conditioner keep up with the heat of summer? If your AC unit is showing signs of wear, such as strange noises, condensation, and poor airflow, it may be time to repair or replace your AC. This is Michelle with Wirtz Plumbing and Heating Incorporated. Whether your AC unit needs fixed or it's time to invest in a new central air conditioning system, our HVAC technicians are here to help keep you cool. We partner with Armstrong Air to bring you the best, most efficient air conditioning systems for your budget. Armstrong Air is designed to last and give you peace of mind. Armstrong Air remains the professional's choice. No ductwork, no problem. A mini split is designed to improve the comfort level in an uncomfortable hot or cold room. Call Wirtz Plumbing and Heating for a free estimate. 647-6345.
Living on a fixed income isn't easy. Today I have to get some groceries. Oh, and I need new light bulbs and trash bags. I need to stop by the pharmacy to fill my prescriptions. And I was going to get a birthday present for my granddaughter. Trump's import tax will cost us almost $4,000 more a year for these errands. Kamala Harris is cracking down on price gouging for groceries, and she will always protect our Social Security benefits from Trump's plans to make cuts.
After years of hard work, you should be able to retire with dignity. We capped the price of insulin at $35 a month, and the total cost of prescription drugs at $2,000 a year for seniors.
Learn more at thetrumptax.com. Paid for by voters of these 50 states. Votersofthese50states.com. Voters of these 50 states is responsible for the content of this advertising. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
Cardinal Rotar is hiring experienced machine operators who want a better work-life balance. They offer a three-day work week with no weekends, giving you more free time and flexibility. If you're tired of the typical five-day schedule, this is your chance. Call 608-588-9880 or stop by their location at 1277 East Hoxie Street in Spring Green to fill out an application in person. Cardinal Rotar is excited to welcome you to their team. Call 608-588-9880 today.
From now to October 15th, Court in Maine and A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet are offering 36 months of equal payments with no interest on qualified purchases when you use your Synchrony Home Card. For this limited time, make your purchase with affordable monthly installments over 3 years with no interest if paid in full within 36 months. Please note, a 2% promotional charge will be applied by the credit card company. Subject to credit approval, minimum monthly payments required. Terms and conditions apply. See store for details. A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet and Court in Maine.
100.9 WRCO.
He's got a Chevrolet that don't always run in the red. Turns down. He's got a pedigree that's no good for nothing, no commas in his bank account. But there's a girl at the hole in the wall where he plays. Don't take her eyes off the stage. She loves his southern drawl from north of Atlanta. That Silverado he got parked outside. Loves Oh, true. drugs, young love, and Saturday nights. Shops, so beat up guitars to a kid with some hand-me-down keys. As long as leather jackets keep stealing hearts like Elvis and Cash and James Dean, there'll be a girl at the hole in the wall where he plays. Don't dig her eyes on the stage. She loves his southern drawl from north of Atlanta. That Silverado he got parked outside. There's a for an hour in the parking lot. Lighters. Good girls that can't keep from falling for bad boys that their daddies don't like. Small towns that keep staying small. Old trucks, young love, and Saturday nights.
Chris Young on WRCO Radio. Well, I don't believe they have found the 4-H medallion yet, or no one has found that. So we need to give you another clue today. Clue 4, that was yesterday's clue. Again, listen carefully. You will find the medallion in a place that once was alive in years past, but the scenery changed and it did not last. The medallion is well hidden, but not forbidden. And now is clue number 5 for Friday. Be sure to watch your pace as you look for this place. Do not haste, for I'm at the base. Again, be sure to watch your pace as you look for this place. Do not haste, for I am at the base. New 4-H members are always welcome to join. This is a perfect time of year to join 4-H as a new year is kicked off. Enrollments would be best done by December 1st. So if you find the medallion, please contact the Richland County Extension Office at 608-647-6148.
Somewhere else. After all, it was a great big world with lots of
Well, it's a big weekend. The Jimmys are coming to Richland Center, the City Auditorium. We have a couple of tickets to give away if you'd like to go to tonight's big show, the Jimmys, bringing some brand of blues to the City Auditorium along with Annie and the Crush. 608-647-4155. The winning caller will be caller 9. Caller 9, a niner. Here's Lainey Wilson.
I'm the kind to take the keys. Don't sit in a shotgun seat unless I want to. And you make me want to. Hypnotized by the white lines. Your hands tending to almost heart of mine. Makes me feel at home. Yeah, boy, I'm right at home. In a 4x4 by you. Driveway, backed up to a fire on a tailgate, feet on the dashboard, oh, nothing I love more. Not eating nothing but we in slow motion, up in the mountains or down by the ocean. It's all the same to me, ain't nowhere I'd rather be than in a 4x4 by you.
Troy Granger. Way to go, Troy. He'll be going to see the Jimmys tonight. They're going to be a great show. Jimmy Vaguely, their lead singer, will join us later today to talk about their show, what you can expect tonight. And congrats to Troy, who was actually on his way home from work, on his way home. So I said, well, you got to get a nap so you can stay up for the concert tonight.
Sometimes people change, and not always for the better. Take Senator Tammy Baldwin. What happened? She's been in D.C. for 25 years. Extreme left-wing groups have showered her with campaign cash, and now she's siding with them. Baldwin supported puberty blockers and sex change surgeries for minor children in Wisconsin. That's extreme. And Baldwin supports forcing women's domestic violence shelters in Wisconsin to admit biological men who claim to identify as women, making survivors of domestic violence sleep in the same building as men. That's just cruel. Tammy Baldwin used to share our values, but a quarter century in Washington has made her just too extreme for Wisconsin. Senate Leadership Fund, paid for and is responsible for the content of this advertising. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee. www.senateleadershipfund.org.
At Richland Locker, this week's specials include a quarter loin bone-in pork chops for just $2.48 per pound and center-cut bone-in chops at $2.98 per pound. Savor oven-roasted turkey for $7.98 per pound and pepper jack sliced cheese for only $5.98 per pound. Don't forget to explore their wine selection. Buy four Wisconsin wines and get 10% off. Visit Richland Locker today for these great deals and more.
Changing someone's life is one of the greatest feelings that a person can have. Volunteers get to have that feeling each time they donate their time to help others. Schmidt Woodland Hills is a great place to donate some of that time. Schmidt is a not-for-profit 501c3 organization that relies on the kindness and generosity of members of our community to make a difference in the lives of our residents. If you would like to make a difference in someone's life, contact Jeremy Walsh at Schmidt Woodland Hills.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
This is Lynette from the Prescription Center. We want to thank all of our longtime friends who have put their trust in us to manage their family's health. We want to thank our increasing number of new friends who have learned just how special we treat our friends. We do realize you can go anywhere or use mail order. We want you to choose us every day. We know copays are the same for any pharmacy in town. However, we feel we provide a superior value for your dollars. If you find our prices higher, we will match prices for all medications. We check to see if any of your prescriptions have dollar off coupons from the manufacturer. These coupons actually put money back in your pocket. If your current pharmacy does not do this, give us a call. We know your time is valuable. When you call ahead, your prescriptions are ready when you stop. I guarantee you will never wait in our drive-thru. Okay, we do not have a drive-thru. The Family Prescription Center, where you and your family always come first.
When you've had a breast cancer scare, the days spent waiting for a result or a follow-up screening can be some of the longest in your life. At the Richland Hospital and Clinics, we understand that less waiting means less worry. Our imaging department schedules follow-up appointments quickly, often within a few days. Ask your provider if your imaging can be done here with us, close to home. The Richland Hospital and Clinics, caring, educating, healing.
Friday's Roundup is brought to you by Mueller & Sons Excavating, Julie Karen State Farm, and by Napa Auto and Truck Parts. Join us for some Friday fun with Hank and Phil, guaranteed to kickstart your weekend with laughter and entertainment.
It's time for the Roundup.
Morning, Philip. How are you doing?
You know, I'm all right.
You're all bright and cheery this morning.
Got me propped up in a chair here.
Yeah.
We're good to go.
Yeah, don't lean too far one way or the other.
No.
The board will unprop you.
Yeah.
How are you doing, though?
Well, we're doing fine.
Good. Had a good soccer game last night,
had
you did?
Had a good soccer game, yeah.
Yes, yes.
Yep.
Guess where I was at?
You were in Riverdale.
How'd you know that?
Well, I knew you were going down there to do your job.
So,
did you wear your Target on your back jersey?
Nope, I can't. I'm too large for that, Phil.
Oh, is that right?
Yes.
He got you the wrong size?
Yes.
Could we add some material on it then?
I don't think there's that much material.
No?
People don't want to see that.
If you cut it down the sides, then add some denim.
You know, today we're going to the Weston Parade.
Looking forward to that. Right.
Joanne and I am. I have to strap her in the back to make her go with me.
Okay.
So, anyway, then tomorrow, I'm wearing the Speedo tomorrow during the parade.
You are?
Yeah.
Hmm.
You're speechless.
I am really speechless, so we're going to have to send out a public alert or something.
You don't want me to wear a Speedo tomorrow.
Well, that's probably not a good idea. I mean, it's just not. It'll be blinding for people.
Yeah, but they'll never forget it.
No, they won't.
Anyway, last night I was in Riverdale, and they had their volleyball dinner,
uh-huh.
For their fundraiser. and they had a silent auction. Well, Henry and Bess Anderson's pies love that. So I bid on a pie, a pecan pie. Remember, I bought one in the spring.
Oh, yeah, right.
From the softball. And you were kind of like, hey, where's my piece?
Right, right.
Well, Henry ate it all. But today, Phil, I brought you a piece of Bess Anderson's, okay?
Look at that.
Bourbon pecan pie.
Wow.
Now, Todd and Rachel McKay, you know those goofballs, they bid on the other one. And I tried to take it from them. They wouldn't allow it, so.
Wait a minute. I'm just looking kind of.
There's no raisins.
Scanning for raisins.
There's no raisins.
Okay.
So this is Chelsea's Clark's mom, okay, and Cody Clark's mother-in-law. So, and Cody's a good listener of ours, always trying to win something off of us. What do you think? The taste test.
That it was good.
Well, that don't get any better than that.
Wow.
That doesn't get any better than that.
But there's bourbon in it, and I'm going to be slurring my words later.
Well, you do that anyway.
Yeah, well, I'm probably sure.
But is that not the best? Oh, my goodness.
Wow.
It is wow. Okay. Yeah, so.
You got to talk for a little bit here.
All right, that's fine. I'll sing. You ready?
No.
No.
I'm good.
No. So anyway, you've been out visiting with the Ithaca School Fair people?
Yep. We're getting ready. We'll have some reports today and tomorrow for that.
Yeah. So I've been out doing nothing but working while you've been playing.
I haven't. My favorite hobby is naps, and I haven't had one for quite a while.
Oh, well, sometimes you don't get to do your hobbies all the time.
You don't. I'm thinking maybe Sunday.
Sunday? Oh, really? During the Packer game?
Probably. Or after the Packers win. Generally, what I'll do is listen.
Right.
And if it's worth listening to, I'll listen. I tape the game, so then I can watch it later.
I like listening.
Yeah. Well, that's the best.
Well, I like listening.
Somebody was complaining to me the other day about the Brewers and their situation for television next year. And I said, hey, I watch every game on the radio.
Yeah, I do. It's the best way to watch a baseball game is on the radio. So
absolutely.
So it was, I remember when I was a young man. The only radio station I got was an AM station out of Chicago or St. Louis. I used to listen to the St. Louis Cardinals.
Oh, sure.
So, who was the little short guy that played football for him? Do you remember him when the old Cardinals were at St. Louis at Busch Stadium? Little short guy. I mean, just So
I don't know.
Love listening to the Cardinals, football and basketball, or football and baseball. So.
Sure. Yeah, that station came in all the time.
Yeah, so it was amazing.
Jack Buck, right? I think it was.
Was it?
I think so.
I was just a little guy.
Harry Carey was there and then went to Chicago. Yeah, good stuff. I used to listen to Arkansas radio station back in the day.
Really?
KAAY, Little Rock, Arkansas. Mm-hmm.
I think it's still on.
Probably is. Yeah. Came in like a ton of bricks, though, at night. You know, those clear channel.
Isn't that
stations.
Crazy?
Yeah.
So, anyway, lots of stuff going on this weekend, Phil. Make sure everybody gets out and enjoys the Weston Parade today and their homecoming.
2:30.
2:30, yeah. Joanne and I will be there. We'll be there somehow, but we'll be there.
Hopefully you guys make it back. You know, you stop in Kaz and you stop in Bunker Hill.
And then all the candy.
Oh, sure, with all the candy.
But the first thing she said to me this morning, how come you guys drink all the coffee already? Well, Henry forgot to make it last night. So Henry put the star button on. But anyway, she didn't care. Mm-hmm. And now the coffee's done and she's not getting any.
Oh, okay.
So, she's not getting any pecan pie either.
That's how you are.
So, and then tomorrow, Ithaca School Fair.
Yep, football tomorrow afternoon.
Yep, football tomorrow. Looking forward to that as well. What else? There's all kind of stuff going on.
Lots of
lock the doors.
The Jimmys tonight.
The Jimmys tonight. Yes, yes. That should be a dandy show tonight.
Oh, they're world renowned.
I already got my coffee and my pie, and it's really good pie. I'm not usually a pecan pie lover.
Oh, you let her have some?
It was just in there. She basically said, I'm taking this.
Oh, okay.
Well, you guys were busy in here, so
distraction. So anyway, the woodpecker's tongue are so long that they wrap around the backs of their skulls when they hit. Did you know that?
Where did that random thought come from?
I'm just saying. I got stuff popping in my head all the time.
I guess.
And when Joanne come in here, it reminded me of a woodpecker tongue.
Oh, okay. Oh, boy. Anything else you know, and you, well, anybody else you can insult before we let you go?
A rainbow that happens at night is called a moonbow.
A moonbow.
Did you know that?
No.
Yeah, that's.
Is that like a Bo Hendrix? Could be.
No, it's, well, the moonbow's a lot prettier.
Did you see the Northern Lights?
No, I did not.
Oh, my goodness. At the last few nights, but
just pretty
spectacular last
amazing,
night.
Amazing,
kind of a pink, kind of a green
really?
Color, but yeah, it was very nice.
Isn't it amazing what our atmosphere and Earth can do?
Yeah.
It's amazing.
Yep, nice clear night last night.
And, you know, Russia has a larger surface than the area on Pluto, when Pluto was a planet.
Yeah, that's a dwarf planet now, right?
Yeah, I don't know if it's a planet anymore.
I don't know. I'd like to protest that.
Because I would, too.
I learned the planets in the solar system, and I'm not excluding Pluto anymore.
I like Pluto.
I do, too.
I have Pluto at home on my TV.
Yeah. Wow.
Did you know Queen Elizabeth II was fluent in French?
Oh.
Yeah, that was kind of cool.
Most likely. Yeah, probably. All right, anything else?
Yeah, one more time, buddy.
One more time.
Because I know
one
you.
Thing.
All right. Some hummingbirds' heart beats more than 1,200 times per minute.
Wow.
That is absolutely like, you don't hear their wings, you're hearing their heart pump.
Wow. So if you have to do chest compression on a hummingbird, you're going to have to imagine staying alive.
Staying alive.
Playing
staying
like,
alive.
Like 78 RPMs.
Yeah.
Staying alive. Staying alive. Be faster than that.
Oh, you're not right in the head, buddy. Not right in the head at all. I hope you enjoy your pie. And thank you to Riverdale for, I mean, they treated me excellently. Uh-huh. And I appreciate all that. Even Kurt Thompson did.
He did.
Yeah, even Todd didn't say nothing negative to me last night. I don't know. That's kind of weird.
Kurt's learning to play guitar. We should have him on the show sometime.
We should.
Have
we
him
should.
For us.
So. Yeah, he played me last night.
Did
so.
He?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, as an official. Yeah, he played me pretty good. Everybody have a good day and be kind, Phil.
That's old Hank Bray.
Since 1892, Syme Funeral Home and Crematory in Reedstown has been compassionately caring for generations of local families. With recent renovations to their facility, they're proud to carry on the legacy of the Syme family, offering a wide range of full-service options including traditional funerals, cremation services with custom celebrations of life, and green burials. They are honored to walk alongside you in your time of need. They also offer complimentary planning services for those who wish to plan their service in advance. They invite you to call them at 629-5651 to learn how they can customize services to honor your unique life. Syme Funeral Home and Crematory, proudly serving Reedstown and the surrounding area since 1892.
Get your dirt work done right with Mueller & Sons Excavating. From drainage ditches to ATV trails, commercial sites to driveways, and residential areas to land clearing, we've got you covered. Now serving Ithaca with our new location. Call us at 608-415-7528 and schedule your project today at Mueller & Sons Excavating.
Our personal service includes savings. Hi, this is Julie at State Farm. We're always looking for ways to bring you more value and convenience. That includes opportunities to save. For example, a savings may be available to those who choose to bundle a State Farm auto policy with a homeowner's policy. Lower premiums may apply if you have a new home or an older home with completely updated utility systems. Let's talk about the homeowner's insurance choices that make sense for you today. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Here is Jamie Gander of Badgerland Flooring.
We started our business in 2008, and we named it Badgerland Flooring of Southwest Wisconsin, obviously. And then 6 years ago, we started doing kitchens, and we just want to really get the word out to people that we're doing those now as well. We have a showroom west end of the building is committed to kitchens. You know, we do bath remodels, vanities, countertops. You can do any type of flooring, walk-in showers, but we're really trying to let the public know we're doing a lot of kitchen nowadays, too.
See Badgerland Flooring in Richland Center for more information.
Hi,
Let me tell you a story about a 10-year-old boy growing up in a small town. His parents were divorced, and the boy lived with his mom, who worked hard to provide. Each day, the boy walked home from school, dropped his books off, then headed next door to help his neighbor in the garden. There, the boy listened as his neighbor told tales of honor and bravery in World War II. It was in that garden where the boy's dreams took root, dreams of serving his country and farming the land. I'm Tony Kurtz, and that boy was me. I went on to serve 20 years in the U.S. Army and established my own farm. Today, I'm honored to represent my neighbors in the legislature. I want everyone to be able to pursue the American dream, but I know that dreams don't start in a big building with marble columns. They start in our neighborhoods. That's why I've worked hard to push money out of Madison and back to our communities. I've secured larger investments in roads, schools, and hospitals while cutting taxes and maintaining a balanced budget. On November 5th, I ask for your vote so that we can achieve even more.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
The Richland Family Prescription Center's primary function is to fill your prescription accurately and to provide added value services to enhance your health. Filling your prescription is only the first step. Understanding your medication and the importance of compliance will greatly benefit your medication outcome. Whether it's a first-time visit or they've seen you before, the Prescription Center's friendly and knowledgeable staff is dedicated to providing you with a quality pharmacy experience, and they have built their reputation by going the extra mile to ensure your satisfaction. The Richland Family Prescription Center, your one-stop source for all of your prescription and healthcare needs. Your complete customer satisfaction is their top priority.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
This day in history, 1960, The Bugs Bunny Show made its debut on ABC. Saturday Night Live made its debut on NBC. George Carlin was the first guest host. The sitcom 30 Rock premiered on NBC in 2006. And a year ago, the movie Taylor Swift, The Eras Tour, premiered in Los Angeles, becoming the highest-grossing concert film of all time. Coming up, birthdays and anniversaries, sponsored by The Shoebox, where you receive service like it ought to be.
You've relied on the Shoebox and Black Earth for selection, the right size, and that comfortable fit. Now you can save even more right across the street at the Bargain Box. You'll find great deals on athletic shoes, casual and dress shoes, and boots for everyone in the family at prices that'll knock your socks off. No problem, they sell socks too. Stop in today at the Bargain Box across the street from the original Shoebox on Highway 14 in Black Earth.
Happy birthday from Richland Center Primary School to Chloe Neitzel. Happy birthday, golden birthday, to Caden Tyvus. Enjoy your special day from Deb, Chris, and Addison. And to Caden Tyvus from Richland Center Free Methodist Church. Happy birthday today. From the RC Lions, we salute Warren Wanless, Daniel Scott Eberhart, along with Susan Gunlock, Teresa Adams, J.C. Ryan, John Kronk, and a happy anniversary, Ralph and Margaret Torgerson, today. Happy birthday from the Little Willow Birthday Club to Cheryl Allball, to Bloom City Town Crier recipient of the happy birthday wish, Caden Tyvus, and also from the Muscadet Blue River and Avoca Lions, happy wishes to Teresa Goplin, Serena Goodweiler, and Andrew Wirtz. Happy anniversary, Eric and Claire Bartles, Jim and Rhonda Laufenberg, and Barb and Carrie Jones. Happy birthday, Mark Frawley, from Joe, Keisha, Caleb, and Maggie. Have a great day today, Caden. Happy 11th from Mom, Kylie, and Chloe. The golden birthday today. Happy birthday wishes to Stephanie Perkins from the Carter family. Fulton Salisbury from Jason and Kelsey. Have a great day today to Kendall Salisbury from Jason and Kelsey. And wishes to Brenton Baker, who celebrates this week, from Mom and Dad. Happy birthday, Caden Tyvus from St. Mary's School. Warren Wanless from Mom, Dad, and Oliver. Max Olson, courtesy of Five Points Lutheran Church. Happy birthday, Linda Stadler from Five Points Lutheran Church. To Austin Adam Durst from Uncle Butch and Aunt Margaret. Also from Willow Valley United Methodist Church. And Lori and the guys chiming in. Happy birthday, Austin. Eric Larson, happy birthday from Park Street Christian Church. To Rudy Montgomery from the Shell Station Coffee Clutchers. Hoping that Rudy has a great day. Happy birthday to Pete Matthews, a great guy from the Turner family. To Papa Pete Matthews, wishing you the most joyful birthday yet. May your day be filled with good luck, combining your fall harvest as well. You are loved from Hunter, Brittany, John, JB, and Austin, and your wife, Robin Lynn, as well. Good luck today. Have a great day to Grandma Tom from Caden, Kells, and Alex. Also to Tom Doudna. Happy birthday. Lots of love from Paisley and Aspen. To Pa from Grace, Jake, Max, and Blaze. And wishes today, happy birthday to Teresa Goplin. Best daughter-in-law we could ask for. We hope you have a very special day. Love you from Mark and Babe. From the residents and staff of Schmidtland Hills, they salute Carl Hansen today. Happy birthday, Carl Hansen, and a happy 90th to Irma Miller. This is from Beth and the family. Happy birthday, Irma Miller. Enjoy your day from a friend, Jean Tony. Carl Hansen, have a great day from your friend, Jean Tony. And Irma, happy birthday from Five Points Lutheran Church. Also to Carl Hansen from Five Points Lutheran Church. Doug and Nicole Colson have an anniversary. Best wishes from Lori and the guys. To Dave and Leanna Crary. Have a great anniversary. Happy anniversary. It says 50 today. How about that? To Dave and Leanne Crary, happy 50th as well from Janet and Arden.
Do you need to find a unique gift for someone special? Or maybe you just like one-of-a-kind items that nobody else has? This is Jamie at J.J. Walsh Jewelers in downtown Richland Center, and we have put together a super cool collection of estate jewelry. Antique, vintage, mid-century, 80s, or even just used modern items. We have items from rings, earrings, diamonds, and necklaces, to bracelets and pocket watches, plus some repurposed items, men's and women's jewelry. If you like unique gifts that aren't expected, estate jewelry is the way to go. Oh, the best part? Estate jewelry is cheaper than new. J.J. Walsh Jewelers in downtown Richland Center.
Tim Walz was raised on a farm in Nebraska. Kamala Harris was born to an immigrant family in Oakland. Tim Walz enlisted in the Army National Guard at 17. Kamala Harris worked at McDonald's to get through school. Together, this team will never forget where they came from and the hardworking families and Americans they're working for.
I will help families by letting you keep more of your hard-earned money.
And I'll tell you, this is personal. The middle class is where I come from. And building that middle class will be a defining goal of my presidency. We will create what I call an opportunity economy where everyone has the chance to compete and a chance to succeed.
Learn more at thetrumptax.com. Paid for by voters of these 50 states. Voters of these 50 states is responsible for the content of this advertising. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
This is Logan Willis. On behalf of the Willow Valley United Methodist Church in Ithaca and our pastor, Diana Lucas, I would like to invite you to our weekly services. We are a family that welcomes everyone with open communion. If you're searching for a place to belong, come as you are. This is a safe church for all ages. Please join us Sundays at 10:30 a.m. at Willow Valley UMC in Ithaca.
Cardinal Rotar is hiring experienced machine operators who want a better work-life balance. They offer a three-day work week with no weekends, giving you more free time and flexibility. If you're tired of the typical five-day schedule, this is your chance. Call 608-588-9880 or stop by their location at 1277 East Hoxie Street in Spring Green to fill out an application in person. Cardinal Rotar is excited to welcome you to their team. Call 608-588-9880 today.
We will have our weekly high school football preview during the 810 Sports Report today. We'll also update you on some scores and things that happened last night and a look ahead toward the weekend as well. And another vintage Paul Harvey broadcast, the rest of the story, coming up around 8:20 today. We'll have Fresh from the Country, some brand new releases later on as well. Again, another chance to win tickets to see the Jimmies. And you'll hear from their lead singer as well as the Jimmies prepare for a trip to Richland Center tonight. Phil Day wishing you all the best.
Looking for some adorable Halloween and fall decor? Head on down to Court and Main in downtown Richland Center. Right now, everything Halloween and fall is 50% off. From cute pumpkins to cozy throw blankets, festive table settings, and charming wall art, you'll find everything you need to get into the spooky spirit at a great price. We're open Monday through Friday, 9 to 5, and Saturdays, 9 to noon. Come visit us. We can't wait to see you.
W.
Richland Center.
Good morning. It is 39 degrees in Richland Center at 7:45. WRCO and WRCE News is sponsored by the Philback family of dealerships, Chet's Feed, Seed and Such, and Capital Wealth Advisory. Partly cloudy and unusually warm for October, a bit breezy also with a high of 82 and southwest winds 7 to 15 miles per hour, becoming west-northwesterly later. Tonight, partly cloudy, a low of 48 with north to northeast winds around 4 to 8 miles per hour. Currently in Richland Center, it's 39 degrees and the air is calm.
Hello, friends. Ellie here at Chet's. Remember, it's your bird's most favorite time of the year. At Chet's, we have many choices to feed them, from sunflower seeds, Niger, finch food, a variety of suet cakes, bird feeders, and the famous Chet's special, sold by the pound or bag. Keep your birds happy and stop down to Chet's for all your bird seed needs.
Good morning from the Civic Media News Desk. I'm Joanne Krulatz. A new report shows Wisconsin is seeing dam failures more frequently, in another sign that the state is seeing stronger storms. The Wisconsin Policy Forum released findings yesterday that show Wisconsin recorded 34 dam failures from 2000 through 2023, which was the second highest total for that period behind only South Carolina. The report says 28 of the 34 failures have happened since the beginning of 2018. More than half, 18 failures, have happened since the start of 2020. None of the dam failures resulted in loss of life. The Iowa County Health Department is reminding people to protect themselves from mosquito bites now that a horse in Iowa County has tested positive for West Nile virus. The presence of a horse with West Nile virus confirms that there are mosquitoes in the area infected with West Nile virus that can transmit the virus to people and other animals. Previous West Nile virus infections in people, mosquitoes, and animals have already been reported in other parts of the state this year. West Nile virus is transmitted to humans, horses, birds, and other animals through the bite of an infected mosquito. Mosquitoes acquire West Nile virus by feeding on infected birds. The virus is not spread from person to person, animal to animal, or animal to person. Most people who are infected with the virus do not get sick. Those who do become ill usually experience mild symptoms such as fever, headache, muscle ache, rash, and fatigue. However, some people, about 1%, who become infected with the virus get seriously ill with symptoms that include high fever, muscle weakness, stiff neck, disorientation, mental confusion, tremors, confusion, paralysis, and coma. Older adults and those with compromised immune systems are at greater risk of developing severe illness that can be fatal. It is important that people contact a healthcare provider if they suspect they have West Nile virus illness. Governor Tony Evers has appointed Craig Rukoff as Grant County Sheriff. The appointment fills a vacancy created by Sheriff Nate Druckmann's resignation. Rukoff will complete the remainder of the unexpired term that ends January 2027. Rukoff is currently the jail administrator for the Grant County Sheriff's Office. Previously, he served as a jailer, deputy sheriff, detective, patrol sergeant, and detective sergeant for the Grant County Sheriff's Office, dedicating his entire law enforcement career to Grant County. Rukoff currently resides in Lancaster with his family. He earned an associate degree in police science technology from Western Technical College in La Crosse and is a graduate of the Wisconsin Law Enforcement Command College. U.S. Senator Tammy Baldwin received the American Farm Bureau Federation's Friend of Farm Bureau Award, recognizing her steadfast commitment to Wisconsin farmers and rural communities. AFBF gives the award to members of Congress who were nominated by their respective state farm bureaus and approved by the AFBF Board of Directors. Senator Baldwin was given the award based on her legislative efforts to support Wisconsin's farm families and agriculture economy. Senator Baldwin has introduced several pieces of legislation backed by the Wisconsin Farm Bureau, including the Farmland Security Act, Protecting Future Farmland Act, Dairy Business Innovation Act, Meat Business Innovation Act, and the Dairy Pride Act. Wisconsin motorists can support the Sandhill Crane and the endangered Whooping Crane with a new license plate from the Department of Transportation. Ryan Michalesko with the International Crane Foundation in Baraboo said the new specialty plates will be a great opportunity to ensure people have the opportunity to learn more about cranes, in addition to providing support for the work the foundation has been doing in Wisconsin for the last 50 years. The foundation will receive a tax-deductible donation of $25 for each plate and subsequent annual registration. That funding will support two key projects: continued efforts to reintroduce the Whooping Crane and resolution of crop damage caused by sandhill cranes. The donation is in addition to the regular registration fees and one-time $15 issuance fee. You can order plates online. The 102nd Ithaca School Fair and Homecoming will be held tomorrow. Students and residents alike are able to show off their entries. Melissa Sprecher is the Agriculture and Education Instructor and FFA Advisor at the Ithaca School District.
There's a few places where only the juniors, we call it the junior show, which is kids that go to school there. So 4K through high school. And that's the livestock is basically, we just have those entries. But for all the things in the gym, so everything from cooking, canning, scrapbooking, sewing, Legos, woodworking, vegetables, you know, farm crops, all of that is open to our area too. So the people who have graduated or people from the area can enter. And we encourage that. We love to have that gym just full of things.
Non-animal exhibits may be dropped off in the gym today from 2 to 7. Those planning to show livestock should be in place down by the old basketball court at 7:30 tomorrow morning. The Ithaca Volleyball Boosters alumni volleyball game will be held tonight in the community gym at 5. This year's homecoming court features representatives from all high school grades. Senior FFA member Bailey Wanless serves as president of the Ithaca FFA.
The freshmen are Peyton Brown and Autumn McBain. The sophomores are Caden Keller and Brinley Wanless. The juniors are Devin Iam and Brooklyn Dickey. And then the senior guys are Sammy Clary, Wesley Nelson, Wyatt Hilby, and Mac Neef. And then the girls are Holly King, Tristan Peterson, Alyssa Muller, and then me.
The homecoming parade will step off Saturday morning at 10:30. The homecoming football game will kick off at 1:30. Everyone is invited to attend and spend the day. Food and refreshments will be available for purchase throughout the day on the grounds. Cross Currents Heritage Center will host Our Guiding Lights, Camilla, Lottie, and Mary Saturday. The site is that of the first settlement of a European American in Richland County, John Coombe. Ben Moffitt is a descendant of the family.
It's been in the family continuously since 1838, and my grandmother and my mother and others have often had the public come, and my brother and I are now setting up this Cross Currents Heritage Center, and we see it as a gathering place, educational and cultural gathering place. And what does that mean? Well, it means a lot of things to different people, but for us, it means that it's not just going to be educational, scientific, historical, but it's storytelling, food, music, things like that as well, clothing. So it's a broader thing. It can be more entertaining and richer and more pleasurable.
This weekend's program is the second of the new Heritage Center. It pays tribute to the women who preserved the Tipisaki Farm.
It's a tribute in song and family stories to my grandmother, my great aunt, and my mother. And there are lots of fun stories about these old ladies. So it's informative, entertaining, and my wife says it's very funny.
Two shows will be offered at 2 and 4 in the old house. The farm is located at 14640 State Highway 60 near Port Andrew. It is the first farm west of the Blue River Bridge. Retail services at all Wisconsin post offices will be closed Monday in recognition of Columbus Day. There will be no mail delivery, caller service, or post office box service. The post office will be open regularly scheduled hours Saturday.
At Capital Wealth Advisory Group, our advisors take a client-focused approach to customize strategies that fit your lifestyle and goals. So, while you do what you love, you know you are preparing for the future. Capital Wealth Advisory Group. Discover the one-to-one relationship you deserve. For more information, visit CapitalWealthCares.com. Capital Wealth Advisory Group is a private wealth advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, LLC. Ameriprise Financial cannot guarantee future financial results.
Today is Friday, October 11th. Conrad Joseph Schwingel Jr., 88, to Blue River, died Tuesday at Gunderson Health System in La Crosse. A graveside service will be held this morning at 10:30 at Greenwood Cemetery, rural Blue River. The Clary Memorial Funeral Home in Richland Center is assisting the family of Conrad Joseph Schwingel Jr., 88, of Blue River. Alfred W. Johnson, 93, of Richland Center, died September 29th at Pine Valley Community Village. Funeral services will be held this afternoon at 1 at the Pratt Memorial Chapel in Richland Center. Burial with military graveside rites will follow in the Button Cemetery. A live stream of the service can be viewed on the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service website. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel this morning from 11 until the time of service at 1. The family suggests memorials be directed to the Pine Valley Community Village. Alfred W. Johnson, 93, of Richland Center. Dory Faber, 80, of Lone Rock, died Sunday at UW Health University Hospital. A celebration of life will be held this afternoon at 2 at the Clary Memorial Funeral Home in Richland Center. Friends may call at the Clary Memorial Funeral Home this afternoon from 1 until the time of service at 2. In lieu of flowers, donations may be made to St. Jude. Dory Faber, 80, of Lone Rock. Michael James Flynn, 82, of Highland, died August 18th at Upland Hills Health Hospital and Clinics. A Celebration of Life gathering will be held Saturday from 11 to 3 at the Highland Fire Department. A private family burial will be held in the Avoca Cemetery. In lieu of flowers, memorials may be made to the family for a charity of their choosing. The Richardson Stafford Funeral Home is assisting the family with arrangements for Michael James Flynn, 82, of Highland. William Richard Bill Oliver, 82, of Viola, died September 27th at home. A graveside service will be held at Manning Cemetery Saturday at 11 with military rites by Running Johnson Ray VFW Post 3032. A celebration of life will follow the graveside service at the Legion Hall in Viola from noon to 4. In lieu of flowers, donations to the Viola Rescue Squad would be appreciated. The Roth Family Cremation Center and Funeral Services in Viroqua is serving the family of William Richard Bill Oliver, 82, of Viola. Diane L. Turner, 70, of Boscobel, died September 28th at the UW Health University Hospital in Madison. A celebration of life will be held Sunday at 3 at the Boscobel Bowling Banquet in Boscobel. A private family burial will be in the Boscobel Cemetery at a later date. Friends may call at the Boscobel Bowling Banquet Sunday from 1 until the time of service at 3. The Kendall Funeral Service in Boscobel is assisting the family of Diane L. Turner, 70, of Boscobel. In birth news from the Richland Hospital, Amber and Andy Marshall had a daughter, Mason Marie.
Hello, friends. Mark Philbeck here from the Philbeck Family Dealerships, your go-to destination for all things automotive. Did you know we're celebrating 75 years in business? That's right, 75 years of serving our amazing community. And here's something that sets us apart. We are the home of the lifetime powertrain warranty. That's a commitment to you, our valued customers, for ensuring peace of mind every mile you drive. But that's not all. We've expanded our selection of inventory so you'll find the perfect ride for any lifestyle. The deals are getting sweeter, folks. Whether you're in Highland, Richland Center, Boscobel, or Prairie du Chien, or browsing online at philbeck.com, we've got incredible offers just waiting. So why wait? Come down to the Philbeck Family Dealerships and let us make your automotive dreams a reality. Visit us today, where trust, selection, and unbelievable deals come standard. The Philbeck Family Dealerships, 75 years strong with a lifetime commitment to you, where the customer is first since 1948.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston.